The book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 27 and 28. 今天的经文是路加福音第十一章二十七、二十八节。我们先用中文来念。We will start with Chinese.
之后，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”
耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。”
Let us read the scripture reading in English, Luke chapter 11, verse 27 to 28. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nourished you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
Every parent wants her child to make her proud.
每一个做家长的都希望自己的孩子给他们争光。
Every parent wants his or her child to make him or her proud.
每一个小孩都觉得都希望为自己的父母争光。
I don't know if you've seen bumper stickers on the road that people put these stickers behind their cars.
我不知道你们在座的各位有没有开车的时候看见人的车的后面的 bumper 贴的那个标签上写这样的东西。
For instance, my child is an honor student at a certain school.
有的时候会上面写的，我的孩子是某某学校的一个荣誉学生。
I believe that parents are proud of their children's accomplishments.
我相信很多家长对他们小孩在学校里所取得成就觉得非常的骄傲。
And it seems that some parents want the whole world to know.
而这些家长呢，希望让全世界的人都知道。
Perhaps your child, the school that your child attends.Also has a similar sticker that you can purchase and put behind your car.
也许你在座的你的孩子所读的学校也有这样的一张标签可以贴在你的车子后面，给你争光。
But recently I realized that some parents are quite a competitive or they feel annoyed by all these bumper stickers about honor students.
但是我也发现最近也发现有些家长看了这些标签以后呢，觉得很不服气，而且觉得非常讨厌。
So I would say there's a bumper sticker war.
所以我觉得就是在各个不同的家长之间的专门有一场就是大家比赛贴各种各样不同的那个 bumper sticker 来 PK。
I don't know if you've seen this one. It says, "My kid beat up your honor student."
有没有看见有没有看见这样的标签？我的小孩可以揍你的那个荣誉小孩。
Because as some parents are proud of their own kids, other parents are annoyed about that.
虽然有的家长为自己的孩子觉得脸上有光，但别的家长看了以后呢，就觉得非常讨厌。
Another one says, "My dog is smarter than your honor student."
还有一张标签是这样写的：“我的狗都比你的荣誉学生要聪明。”
But I love this one the best.
但是我最喜欢这一张。
Your kid's an honor student, but you're a moron.
你的孩子虽然聪明，但是你自己却是个傻瓜。
Now let me ask you if you are a parent this morning.
如果在座的是家长的话，那我问你
，Whether you are a father or a mother celebrating Mother's Day，
不管你是父亲还是母亲，今天庆祝今天的母亲节
，Are you proud of your child？
你对自己的孩子是不是觉得很光荣呢
？Or let me ask all the children in here。
那我也问在座的孩子。
Now you may be thinking all the children just left。
也许你们的孩子都已经走了。
But aren't we all children in one way or another？
但是从某种意义上，我们本身都是某某人的孩子嘛。
Do you make your parents proud?
你让你们的父母觉得脸上有光吗
？Let's pray together before we come into God's word.
让我们先做一个祷告。
God, this morning we honor all the mothers.
主啊，我们今天早晨尊荣我们在座的每一位母亲。
And we honor you, our heavenly parent.
我们也尊荣你是我们天上的父亲。
This morning, some of us need to hear words of comfort.
今天早晨在座的有很多人需要听安慰的话。
Some of us need to hear words of conviction.
很多人要需要听给他们鼓舞人心的话。
Some of us need to hear words of encouragement.
很多人也需要听到有鼓励的话。
So speak to us, word of God.
主啊，求你今天向我们说话。
Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts.
愿我们口中的言语，我们心里的意念。
be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord.
在你面前蒙悦呢, Amen.
For you are a rock, our Redeemer. Amen.
耶和华, 你是我们的磐石, 我们的救赎主。
Amen.
Amen.
If you have a Bible, please open it with me to Luke chapter 11 and keep it there. It's just two verses we're looking at today.
翻到路加福音11章27节28节，一直翻在那儿，不要动。
Let me just read it one more time for us.
哦，我再给大家念一遍。
And you're going to follow along on the screen.
大家可以看屏幕上的那个经文。
As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you." He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God." And obey it.
耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。”The
words, the verses begin with as Jesus was saying these things.
这些经文是从这样开始的。耶稣正说这话的时候。So
we're wondering what things was Jesus talking, what was he saying?
那我们就会问耶稣正在说什么话呢?
If you look at the previous passage,
如果你看前面的经文的话,
from verse 14 to verse 26,
一直从14节一直到26节,
Jesus had just cast out a demon from a mute.
那几节经文这样说，耶稣刚从一个哑巴身上赶出了一个鬼。
Now he was refuting accusations that he was in collusion with the devil.
他后来又驳斥了犹太人对他的指控，说他是借着鬼王的名赶鬼。
And in verse 14, you see that the people were amazed at the miracles of Jesus.
14节这样说，人们看到耶稣所行的神迹以后，非常的惊奇。
And of course, they were impressed by his teachings.
当然，他们也对耶稣的教导觉得非常的有道理。
Apparently, Jesus was now gaining popularity.
显然，耶稣的名声越来越响。
Later on in verse 29, you'd see that the crowds were getting bigger and bigger.
在29节，我们看到跟从他的人群越来越多，越来越多。
It was during this time that a woman among the crowd suddenly shouted.
就在这个时候，人群当中有一个女人突然大声的叫道。
And she said, literally, "Blessed is the womb that." Bore you.
他这样说的是说的就是说，那个怀你胎的那个母亲女人有福了。And
the woman said, "Blessed are the breasts that nursed you."
也说到乳养你的有福了。Basically,
the woman was saying, "Your mother is blessed, Jesus."
他这个女人想说的话呢，就说耶稣啊，你的母亲是真是有福的。Now
I'm looking at these verses, and I'm sometimes trying to imagine what prompted this woman to suddenly shout this statement.
当我在读这几节经文的时候，我就在想，是什么东西突然让这个女人能够情不自禁的大声喊出来呢？
What caused her to suddenly stand out of the crowd and yell at Jesus these words?
是什么样的事情让这个女人突然站起来就是大声的说话呢？
I'm thinking perhaps one good reason is she was envious of Jesus' mother.
也许我想她非常羡慕耶稣基督的母亲。
She must have imagined that to be Jesus' mother must be a blessed thing, must be a happy thing.
她一定认为做耶稣的母亲一定是一件非常有福的事情，一定是非常幸福的事情。
For example, if a woman should come up to me,
比如说这个女人会来到我这里这样说,
and she said to me,
她会对我这样说,
"Your wife is a lucky woman."
她会对我这样说, 你的太太真有福啊。
I would imagine that she must be looking at my good looks.
我想她一定是对我的漂亮的长相。
Or my intelligence and my great power and frame.
或者对我的智力或者是对我的权势啊，有看上了。
And she is envious of my wife.
她对我的老婆呢就非常的妒忌。
Basically, this woman would be saying, "I wish you were my husband."
也许她的言下之意就是你当我的丈夫就好了。
Unfortunately, no woman has ever said that to me.
很不幸，没有女人对我这样说过。But
I'm imagining that this woman who stood up and yelled at Jesus and said, "Blessed is your mother."
但是这个女人却在人群当中突然站出来对耶稣这样说：“你的母亲有福了。”She
must be thinking that and feeling that. I wish I were your mother.
她肯定是这样想：“我要是做你的母亲就好了。”Another
possibility is this woman was thinking about her own son.
另外一种情况也就有可能是这个母亲想到了她自己的儿子。
Now looking at Jesus and seeing how brilliant he is.
她看着 讲话的那个耶稣，看他是多么的有智慧。
Jesus having the power to do miracles.
他有这样的能力，可以行这样的神迹。
Now people are following him, so he has fame and popularity.
那么多的人跟着他，他有那么样的名望，越来越大。
And she is thinking about her son back home.
他又想到了他自己家里的那个儿子，不争气的儿子。
The one who did not do very well in his SATs.
啊，他的 ACT 的考分也很不高。
The one who got into a Rutgers instead of Harvard.
啊，他上的是洛哥大学，而没有上哈佛大学。
I mean, no disrespect for the Harvard, the Rutgers students here.
哦，对这里的上读洛哥大学的人，并不是。
Or maybe she was thinking about her son who did not have a job.
也许他想起了他的儿子到现在还没有一份工作。
For who can compare with Jesus?
谁能跟耶稣比呢？
But this woman is probably thinking about her son.
也许这个女人想到了她的儿子。
And how she wished Jesus were her son.
她想耶稣要是她的儿子要是像耶稣那样多好啊。
It's just like a let my wife.
就像让我的太太。
Let's say she would went to one of her girlfriends.
也许她的太太来到她我的太太跟她一个女朋友那儿。
And when we're talking about her girlfriend's husband.
她谈到她女朋友的丈夫。
And my wife says.
我的太太对她说
You are a lucky woman.
她说哦，你真有福啊，你是真有福的女人。
Not only would she be saying that, oh, your husband is great.
她说这话的意思并不只是说你的丈夫啊很了不起。
But what my wife would be saying is that my husband is kind of bad.
也许我的太太想说的是我的丈夫很不行。
Now that I believe my wife has said a couple of times.
但是我相信我的太太跟别人也许说过几次。
So this lady who stood up probably was thinking about her own son and comparing with Jesus, her son is not that great.
所以这个女人也许站起来这样大声说话的时候，她真的想到了她的儿子，她的心里边再拿她自己的儿子和耶稣做比较。
Aren't we just the same?
我们是不是都和她一样呢？
We look at somebody else's child.
我们看着别人的孩子。
We look at somebody else's family.
我们看着别人的家庭。
And we say, I wish I had a family like that.
会心里想，哎呦，我们的家庭要是有这样的家庭就好了。
I wish my son was as successful.
我希望我的孩子要是有这样的成功就好了。
I wish my parents were just as wealthy.
我的父母要是有这样有钱就好了。
But Jesus answered this woman in verse 28.
但是在二十八节，耶稣是这样回答这个女人的。
And he said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
耶稣说，是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
Here we see Jesus challenging assumptions.
这里我们看见耶稣对我们所习惯的那些偏见提出了挑战。
He noted that the woman had her own assumptions about what life is about.
她知道这个女人对生命的意义，什么才叫幸福，有一种她自己的一种观点。
And Jesus wanted to challenge her.
耶稣要对这种观点提出挑战。
In fact, this woman actually represents all of us.
事实上，这个女人是代表了我们所有在座的各位。
For we live in this world and we have certain assumptions about what life is all about.
因为我们生活在这个世界上，我们对这个人生观，我们有自己的人生观。
So Jesus, as he was challenging this woman, also challenges you and me.
所以耶稣不但是挑战这个说话的女人，其实也是挑战在座的你和我。
First of all, Jesus challenged us on the definition of blessedness, what it means to be blessed.
首先，耶稣对什么才叫有福这个定义提出挑战。
So what does it mean to be blessed?
那么什么才叫有福呢？
The Bible talks about blessedness all over the place.
圣经好几个地方都谈到有福。
Now for the Chinese people,
对在座的华人
，our understanding of blessedness is that word 福。
我们对福的理解是什么呢
？And we don't know exactly what it is.
我们虽然不知道这个福到底具体是什么东西。
Some people see 福 or this blessedness as a substance that can come to you or to your family.
有的人觉得福就是某一种物质的东西会来到你或来到你的家里面。
Because if you've ever seen Chinese people celebrate Chinese New Year,
大家有没有看见中国人、华人是怎样庆祝中国人的新年吗
？Sometimes you see that character hung upside down.
大家也会看到这个福字有的时候会倒着挂。
When I was young, I saw that and I would laugh at the people because they apparently they don't know Chinese.
Okay, 我小时候我看见这个福字倒着挂，我会笑他们先。
What does this mean?
这个福字倒着挂是什么意思呢？
Oh, the Chinese word for this rhymes with or sounds like blessedness is coming.
因为福道的道跟那个到来的道是谐音，也就是福道就是福到你的家里来了。
In fact, the Chinese people talk about 五福。
事实上，中国人有五福的概念。
Talk about five blessedness and how they would approach us and come upon our families.
也谈到这个五福，这个五福怎么临到我们的家庭？
五福临门。
五福临门，对。
Okay. What are the five blessedness?
那这五福临门，这五福是什么呢
？Longevity，
长寿。
Wealth，
财富。
Health，
健康。
Being virtuous，
美德。
And to end well，
善终。
To die in a good way，
啊，死有好的了结。
So in the Chinese concept of blessedness of 福，
所以中国人对福的概念是
，we're talking about good fortune，
是讲好的福气。
Or what other people would consider desirable，
是也就是一种运气，是别人想追求的东西。
For instance， it's a blessedness to be a parent， to have a child。
比如说啊，你作为家长，你有孩子是一种福气。
But even more, a bigger blessedness it would be to have two children.
啊，如果有两个孩子，那就是福气更大了。
That's why many parents who came from China suddenly find themselves, hey, I can have another child.
所以很多在一胎化的中国人来到这里来以后，突然觉得自己在这儿可以生两个小孩。
For a lot of Chinese people, just to have two children is not good enough. You have to have one girl and one boy.
对很多华人来说，光有两个孩子还不够，还得一男一女。
When you put those together, it's how it's very good.、Right?
把这两个，因为一个男一个女，一个女一个子放在一块儿就是好字。
So it's very hard for us to understand, though, what blessedness is, what 福 is.
所以有的时候我们真的很难理解到底什么是福。
If it comes upon your family, it comes to you. Where does it come from?
如果福临到了你的家里面，临到了你的身上，这个福到底是从哪儿来的呢
？Does it come from fate? Does it come from destiny?
是从命运里面来的呢，还是你生来就是已经注定了呢
？But that is our understanding as maybe as Chinese people. That is our understanding of what blessedness is.
那么作为华人，也许我们是这样理解这个福的。
Jesus teaches extensively about blessedness.
啊，那里。耶稣是怎么教导我们什么是福呢
？In fact,
讲了很多
taught about this on the Sermon on the Mount.
事实上，耶稣在登山宝训里边专门讲什么是福。
And yes, he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
他这样说：虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
When I'm looking at that, I do not see anything about health and wealth.
当我看这几节经文的时候，我没有看到财富或者是健康。
I don't see anything about dying well.
也没看到什么怎么善终。
Apparently, the concept of blessedness is very different when Jesus presents it than our understanding as maybe a Chinese people.
显然，耶稣在讲福的时候，他所说的福的概念和我们中国人、我们华人所理解的福的概念非常的不同。
Even in the English language, there is no such concept as blessedness.
事实上，就在英语这个语言这个本身里面，没有这个福本身的这个概念。
The closest some people would come to it would be to say.Maybe it's luck.
啊，最能确切表达这个 blessed 这个福的这个意思的，在英文里面也就是好运气。
But luck implies there is a sort of randomness, arbitrariness.
但是运气就是意味着有某种人所不能控制的一种随机的东西。
And that does not fit with the biblical concept of blessedness.
显然和圣经里面所讲的福不一样。
Now in the Good News Bible, the TED, the Today's English Version.
啊，在好消息圣经，在叫好消息的那个圣经里边是这样。
They translate the word for blessed as happy.
他们把福翻译成 快乐幸福。
However, the New Testament when it talks about blessed is more than just happy.
然而在新约里边，当耶稣教导福的时候，他所说的远远超过只是快乐幸福。
Blessedness is more than just an inner feeling.
耶稣所说的福已经超越我们，不只是说我们内在感觉的一种感觉。
It's not something just subjective that we feel.
不是我们的主观感受。
And the New Testament, when it talks about blessedness, certainly does not talk about a substance that can come to your home.
当然，也不是说他的福也不是某一种物质上的东西临到你的家里面。
But rather, the New Testament, when Jesus talked about blessedness, he implied an approval from God.
事实上，在新约里边，耶稣所说的福是指在神眼里边蒙悦纳，受到神的称许。
To be blessed means to be favored by God.
所谓有福，就是在神那里得恩宠。
It's an objective status rather than a subjective feeling.
是一种客观的标准，而不是一个主观的感受。
It depends on an external standard and viewpoint.
它取决于一个外在的标准和观点。
Basically, the Beatitudes, the eight blessedness.
基本上这个八福。
Jesus states the conditions whereby.We could be placed in a favorable judgment by God.
基本上，耶稣所说的八福，就是指我们能够在神那里蒙悦纳，能够得神的恩宠。
Let me explain a little bit more about this concept of blessedness, meaning approval.
让我继续再深入讲一下什么是在蒙神的称许和悦纳。
The blessedness is not just how we feel or what we desire.
在这里所讲的福并不是我们感受到我们的感受如何或者是我们想要什么东西。
There's an external viewpoint, an external standard.
这里的福指的是一个外在的标准，外在的一种观点。
Now, Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15,
保罗在提摩太后书15章这样说，
Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人。
Okay, 得蒙喜悦，
得蒙喜悦。
Approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Here in the Bible it says that we are all supposed to be presenting ourselves to God to be approved.
所以在这里讲，我们每一个人都要力争在神面前得到神的称许。
To submit ourselves to someone else's judgment and viewpoint.
我们把自己处在别人的审判标准之下。
Let me explain a little bit more what this is.
我再继续做一个解释。
If you've ever looked at a coin,
大家如果看这个钱币的话，
or you look at a coin up there,
大家可以看荧幕上的这个
钱币。Most modern coins you'd see a rim.
大家现代的钱币，所有的钱币周围都有一个圈。
That the rim and then on the outside would be called the edge.
那么圈外面那个就是那个叫边。
Sometimes on a coin the edge would be smooth. Sometimes like in a quarter you would see there would be ridges.
有的时候你看那个硬币，它的那个边呢是非常的光滑。有的时候你会发现有的硬币，旧的硬币上面非常毛躁。
And you're wondering why do coins have a rim and an edge?
为什么所有的硬币都有一个？边缘的圈和那个光滑的边呢
？It's actually a security device.
事实上，这是一个防伪措施。
It prevents counterfeits.
是为了防止别人来伪造这个货币。
You may be thinking, who wants to counterfeit like a penny?
那会想谁会花这么多力气去伪造一分钱呢
？Then we have to take, I have to take you back into history to see how coins are first minted.
那我们来看看历史上。这个硬币一开始是怎么铸造的
？In ancient times, coins were made by pouring melted liquid or melted metals into a mold.
古时候造硬币的时候是把融化了的金属倒在一个模具里面。
And back in the first coins, they did not have a rim.
那最早期的货币，他们没有这样的一个圆圈。
So after these coins are have cooled down, the edges are rough.
当那个硬币渐渐冷却了以后，它的边缘就是非常的毛躁。
And then people would have to polish and smooth out and shave off the edges.
所以当时造币的人就要用人工再把那个边缘弄得非常的光滑。打磨就是打磨。
But unscrupulous merchants and money changers would shave it a little bit more.
那么那些 这就给人提供了一个赚钱的机会，那些良心不正的心术不正的打磨匠呢，就是故意多打磨一点，把这些金属给切割的多一点。
Because we're not talking about just pennies, we're talking about gold coins.
因为我们这里所说的不是我们现在日常生活所说的那个一分钱的硬币，而是金子。
Because if you shave a little bit more off the sides,
如果你在边缘多打磨的话，
from all that shavings, you can actually make another coin.
你多打磨下来的这些削金属削，你又可以造出另外一个硬币。
In fact, during one century, 80 laws were passed in Athens, in Greece.
事实上，在第一世纪的时候，在希腊的雅典，关于怎么样打磨硬币，有80条法令。
To prevent people from just shaving the edges off the coins.
用来阻止那些打磨的匠工能够故意的多打磨加工这个硬币。
But there were these money changers who are men of integrity and they were honest.
但是也有一些很正派的人。
When they take the coins and they will only pass out the coins into circulation, coins that are fully weighted.
他们拿到钱，他们传出去流通的钱呢，都是分量都是很足的。
These people would be called the approved.
那么这样的人在人们的眼里就是所谓受到称许的人。
These are the people approved of the coins.
那么他们所发出来的硬币呢，就是别人都是能够相信、能够悦纳的人。
Because a coin, no matter what the markings are, no matter what the value is,
不管因为这个硬币上不管他们印的是什么样的图像，上面写的是多少的钱，
the value is not determined by the coin itself.
它的价值并不是在这个硬币本身。
There has to be an external standard to be applied to say this coin is approved.
这个硬币本身的价值来取决于别人如何认为这个硬币是不是有这样的价值。
In the same manner, blessedness is not something that we decide.
同样，我们这里所说的福，并不是我们自己主观认为是不是有福。
To have $1 million is to be blessed.
你有100万块钱，也许你觉得你自己很有福气。
To have one boy and one girl, that is to be blessed.
你生了一男一女，也许你觉得是非常有福气。
To die without pain, that is blessed.
你死的时候呢，非常没有任何的痛苦，你会觉得是非常的有福气。
All those things are like a coin saying this is what it's worth.
所有这些东西就像这个硬币上面所写的东西一样，上面值多少钱。
But Jesus redefines what it means to be blessed to say that there has to be an external standard applied to our lives.
但是耶稣却说真正的福气不在于你是怎么想的，而是在于别人是如何看的。
Based on God's standard, whether we are favored or not favored,
是取决于神是怎么看你，是不是在神的眼里蒙悦纳，受神的恩宠。
Whether we are approved or disapproved,
我们是不是受神的
悦纳和喜悦。And when we find God's favor and God's approval,
当我们在神的眼里面蒙悦纳的时候，
that is to find the meaning of life.
你的福就来了。
To find the meaning of life.
所以你的生命的意义就有了。
That is to be blessed.
也就是有福。
When God says, the Creator says, this is why I created this person.
这就是当造物主说，为什么我创造这个人是为了什么。
When we are fulfilling those standards and fulfilling those responsibilities, we are called approved.
当我们能够完成神创造我们的使命，给我们的计划的时候，我们在神的眼里边就蒙了悦纳。
So Jesus today challenges us on what it means to be blessed.
所以耶稣基督今天同样给我们提出挑战，什么才是福？
So what do you consider as blessed?
所以在座的各位，你觉得什么才是福呢？
Furthermore, Jesus here in this verse 28, He challenges also our value system.
同样，在28节，耶稣还挑战我们所固有的价值系统。
In verse 28, Jesus says, "Blessed rather."
在28节，耶稣这样说，却还不如。
Now the woman was probably impressed by Jesus.
也许这个说话的女人对耶稣非常喜欢耶稣。
Again, we know that Jesus performed these miracles.
我们知道耶稣行了那么多的神迹。
He had power.
他有能力。
He had a good teaching.
他的教导是非常的好。
And he was attracting a crowd. He had fame.
他吸引了越来越多的人，他的名声也越来越大。
And it was just like all of us who would be impressed.
就像我们所有在座人，看见这样的人，你当然会觉得印象深刻。
Haven't you heard people saying, "Oh, I'm so impressed. I wish I were like Bill Gates."
你们有没有听见别人说， 我要是能够像比尔盖茨就好了。
I've worked with the young people in this church, and so many of them are so impressed by Bill Gates.
啊，我和这里的青少，我做青少年事工，和这里的青少年打交道，很多的青少年都非常的想啊，非常的崇拜那个 Bill Gates.
Not because Bill Gates is very handsome.
并不是 Bill Gates， 因为 Bill Gates 长得非常的英俊啊。
But because Bill Gates is a millionaire or a billionaire.
因为 Bill Gates 非常有钱，是个亿万富翁。
He can do all these things, and he has all this power and fame.
啊，他能做那么大的了不起的事情，那么有权有势。
And Jesus saw past all those superficial values.
但是耶稣看穿了所有这些表面的虚华。
Because this woman who spoke up represents all of us.
这个女人所说的东西，其实代表了我们每个人所固有的概念。
And Jesus understands that there's something wrong with our value system.
所以耶稣知道，在我们的那个价值体系里面，有些东西是错的。
What's wrong with our value system?
那我们的价值体系里面有哪些东西是错的呢？
Didn't Jesus give us the Beatitudes?
耶稣不是给了我们八个福了吗？
Don't we know what it means to be blessed?
我们不是已经知道什么才是有福吗？
Yeah, blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek.
啊，虚心的人有福了，温柔的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who hunger and thirst.
啊，饥渴慕义的人有福了，我们都知道。
Modern or postmodern humanity say that's rubbish.
啊，现代人和后现代人都说这些东西是垃圾。
Do you really believe the words of Jesus?
你们真正在座的各位真正相信耶稣所说的话吗？
To be poor is to be blessed.
啊，贫穷的人有福了。
No, I say we have a new set of beatitudes.
很多人也许不这样认为，因为他们现在有新的所谓的八福。
I believe that even the Christians today, the church today, has bought into a different set of beatitudes.
所以我相信，甚至今天的基督教会都已经慢慢的相信了一种新的所谓的八福。
We say, blessed are the rich.
我们说，有钱的人有福了。
For they will inherit the earth.
他们会承受地图。
Blessed are the educated, for they will beat out the less educated for jobs and other opportunities.
受过良好教育的人有福了，因为他们可以击败那些没有受过教育的人，在找工作，在各种机会上，他们有更多的机会。
Blessed are the clever.
聪明的人有福了。
For they can always get themselves out of trouble.
因为他们随时随地都可以逃离危险。
Blessed are those who know the right people.For they can access all sorts of conveniences.
会和人打交道的人有福了，因为他们可以在任何时候都可以找到合适的人，有更多的门路。
Blessed are those born into good families, for they will marry someone just like themselves.
生在好家庭的人有福了，因为他们长大以后也可以找一个门当户对的人跟他们结婚。
Isn't that true? Don't we want our children to find somebody just like them?
是不是在座的人都希望我们的孩子将来以后找的配偶都和我们一样的出生呢？
Blessed are those who occupy themselves with pleasure, for they are blind to all the pain around them.
啊，整天沉浸在幸福快乐的人里边的人有福了，因为他们可以忘记所有的痛苦。
Blessed are the famous,
有名望的人有福了，
for they will enjoy the praise of men.
他们可以受到人的称许和称赞。
Blessed are the powerful, for they will become more powerful yet.
有权有势的人有福了，因为他们会变得更加有权有势。
In short, we say this is the meaning of life.
一句话，这就是我们今天所认为的生活的意义。
So many millions of people around the world, including many of us, say this is what it means to be blessed.
世界上有那么多的人，包括我们在座的基督徒，都这样认为，这就是所谓的福。
To be happy,
就是幸福。
To be happy, we need those things.
要我们幸福快乐，必须要有这些事情。
Because everyone in the world chases after these things, we as Christians will also chase after these things.
世界上所有的人都在追逐这样的东西，我们基督徒也在追逐这样的东西。
In two simple words, what summarizes these eight new beatitudes is the American dream.
用三个字来概括化这些所谓的八福，就是美国梦。
But Jesus said, "What good is it?" What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?
然而耶稣怎么说的呢？人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Jesus redefines for us what blessedness is.
耶稣在重新定义什么是福。
That blessedness is a right relationship with God.
有福的人，福就是和神之间的正确的关系。
For he says, "Blessed rather are those." Who hear God's word and obey it?
因为他说，有福的人 福有福人再大的福也不如是听神之道而遵守的人有福。
To be blessed means to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness.
所以有福就是要追求神的国和他的义。
Now let me clarify here. Success is not necessarily sinful.
我们这里要讲清楚啊。 如果你在生活上很成功，成功本身并不是一个罪。
To have money is not a sin.
有钱也不是一个罪。
To have a good education is not wrong.
接受良好的教育也没有错。
These things could be gifts from God.
这些东西都可以是神给你的恩典。
But when we chase after these things and we only chase after these things,
但是如果我们仅仅追逐这些事情的时候,
God condemns it.
神就会把这样的福变成咒诅。
For Jesus said, no one can serve two masters.
因为耶稣说, 谁也不能侍奉两个主。
You will love one and hate the other.
你必定是爱一个主, 恨另外一个。
You cannot serve both God.
你不能又侍奉神,
and serve money.
又侍奉马门。
You know what money is?
你知道钱是什么吗? 马门是什么吗?
You know what money is?
你知道钱是什么吗?
This is not money.
这不是钱。
This is not money. This is just pieces of paper.
这不是钱, 只是几张纸头而已, 绿颜色的纸头。
Paper with some ink on it.
上面印了一些东西。
But this represents money.
但是这代表的是钱。
It represents a concept.
代表的是一个概念。
What is money?
什么才是钱呢, 马门呢?
Money is a concept that if we have enough of it, we will be okay.
这个钱就是一种概念, 就是我们如果占据了足够多的这样的东西的话, 我们就一切都
Money is a concept that if we have more of it, we will feel secure.
所谓的钱就是我们如果有的很多这样的东西，如果我们越多越好，我们会觉得越多越安全。
Money is a concept saying that I would have all the resources to get everything I want and need.
所谓的钱，也就是说你占据了它的时候，你会觉得我有占据了所有的资源，可以要什么有什么。
In other words, money is not paper or coins.
所以钱其实并不是纸头本身，也不是硬币本身。
Money represents trusting in our own abilities.
所谓的钱，也就是我们把我们的信任，我把我们的希望放在我们自己的那个能力上。
Money means trusting in myself.
钱就是意味着我先只信我自己。
That is why God says, no one can serve God and money.
所以耶稣这样说，谁也不能又侍奉主又侍奉钱。
You cannot serve God and yourself.
你不能又侍奉主又侍奉你自己。The
American dream is characterized by self-centeredness.
所谓的美国梦就是自我中心。Self-promotion.
自我提升。Self-sufficiency.
自己自足，自己依靠自己。Many
Christians even are serving God and money.
所以有很多基督徒一边在侍奉主，一边在侍奉钱。We're
serving basically ourselves.
事实上他们基本上是在侍奉他们自己。
Even many Christian parents encourage their children to chase after the same American dream.
甚至很多的基督徒的父母都鼓励他们的孩子长大以后去追逐这些所谓的美国梦。
When our children say, when I grow up, I want to make lots and lots of these.
当我们孩子说我们长大以后要赚很多很多这样的东西的时候，
Not only do we not say anything, we actually encourage them.
我们不仅不责备他们, 而且还鼓励他们。
I often wonder if my parents are proud of me.
我一时常常在想, 我的父母会不会为我而觉得骄傲。
After all, they never put any bumper stickers behind their cars.
他们从来就没有为我在后面就贴这样的一个汽车上后面贴。
I think all of us wonder if we make our parents proud.
有的时候我想, 在座的各位有没有让你们的父母觉得骄傲呢?
Well, today is Mother's Day, so to honor my mother, I have to put her picture on the screen.
今天是母亲节，为了尊荣母亲，所以我在上面要放一个照片。
Well, ever since, well, yeah, that's actually me with a wig.
这是我，这是我。
Yeah, all mothers, all parents want their children to grow up to be somebody great.
所有的母亲都希望他们还长大以后做一个了不起的人。
I guess my mother just wanted me to become a girl.
我想我的母亲希望我是个女孩子。
But ever since I was a child, my mother tried to groom me to become an engineer.
我小时候，我的母亲一直希望我希望我将来长大以后做一个工程师。
Because her father was a civil engineer, and she wanted me to be one.
因为我母亲的父亲，他自己是一个土木工程师，他希望我长大以后也重操我父亲的旧业。
So as a child, my mother would buy me all these Lego sets and hoping that I would just build these houses and one day become an engineer.
所以我小时候我的母亲经常给我买这些 Lego 这些玩具让我们能够搭积木一样玩搭积木希望我长大以后能做一个建筑工程师。
But when I was 18 years old, I gave my life to Jesus.
但是18岁的时候我把自己奉献给耶稣基督。
I decided to pursue God's will for my life.
我那时候决定那个是跟随主。
Instead of chasing after the American dream,I started to chase after the Great Commandment and the Great Commission.
我追寻的不再是世上的财富、美国梦，我追寻的是神和神的诫命和神的大使命。
Today I'm not a millionaire.
今天我不是一个百万富翁。
I did not graduate from MIT.
我也不是从麻省理工学院毕业。
I do not drive a fancy car.
我开的车也不是什么非常好的车。
I have no fame or power to mention.
我也没有什么了不起的名声可以让别人都知道。
But I would like to imagine my parents were proud.
但是我可以想象我的父母仍然为我觉得骄傲。
I like to think that my father and my mother did have pride in me.
我仍然想愿意想我的父母看想起了我就觉得自豪。
Because when money could not buy their health,
因为当钱不能买来他们的健康的时候
，No Harvard Medical School degree could save them from illness.
即使你从哈佛的医学院有一个学位，也救不了也治不好他们的病的时候
，No fancy powerful race car.Would be powerful enough to keep death at bay.
再好再快的跑车也不能逃离死亡的时候。
I had the approval of God.
我在神的面前蒙他的悦纳。
When I sat at the deathbeds of my mother and then my father.
当我父母在弥留之际的时候，我坐在我父母的床边。
To be able to give them something that money cannot buy, that the American dream cannot obtain.
给他们是世上的东西所不能所有的，钱所不能买来的东西。
To sit with them at their deathbed and to pray with them.
在他们弥留之际的时候，在他们的病床上，我跟他们一起祷告。
To introduce them to my Savior Jesus Christ.
把他们带到我的救主耶稣基督那儿。
And to usher them to the Father's side.
把他们带到父亲那边
I could see their pride.
我可以看见他们眼里面为我觉得所感到的自豪
I could see it from their eyes that sparkle of pride.
我可以从他们眼里面看出他们眼里面流出那种自豪的眼光
When I held my father's hand as he lay there dying.
当我握着我父亲的时候，当我父亲快要死去的时候
When he could not speak anymore.
当他再也说不出话的时候
When I read some scripture to him and then prayed with him.
当我给他一边读经文，一边跟他祷告的时候
And I committed his soul to God's care.
我将他的灵魂带到神那边
When he could not say a word to me.
当他一句话也说不出来的时候
But held my hand and brought it to his lips.
他把我的手握着我的手放到他的嘴唇边
And he kissed it.
他吻了一下
That is my bumper sticker.
这就是我的汽车后边的那张字条。
That is the pride I see in their eyes.
这就是我在他们的眼中所看见的自豪。
For blessedness is not the American dream.
所谓的福并不是美国梦。
Jesus says, "Blessed rather those who hear the word of God and obey it."
耶稣说，有福的是。却还不如听神之道而遵守的人。
And Jesus challenges us on what we think blessedness is.
所以耶稣再三地挑战我们，什么才是有福
？He challenges us on our value system.
他挑战我们的价值观。
He finally Jesus in that one verse, he also challenges us.
最后在这一节经文里面，耶稣还挑战我们
on our view of religious duty.
也挑战我们如何看待我们的信仰上的责任。
The woman who stood up and spoke to Jesus came from a religious background that emphasized hearing God's word.
这个站在人群当中站出来说话的那个女人，她的背景显然是一个中犹太教的背景。这个犹太教的背景就是强调要听神的话。
And to Deuteronomy 6:4, this is the Shema. Every Hebrew child would be learning this ever since they're a baby. It said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one."
在生命记里面，每一个犹太人从小就要读的是什么呢？就是以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel.
以色列啊，你要听。
Many Christians today also believe this.
今天的许多的基督徒也是这样的认为。
To be blessed is to hear God's word.
所谓的有福就是听神的话。
That's why we come to sermons.
所以我们来听讲道。
That's why we turn on to Christian radio.
所以我们打开收音机听基督教的电台。
The more we think we hear, we think that the more we hear, the more we will grow spiritually.
我们认为我们听得越多，我们属灵的生命就会越发的成长。
We try to grow by osmosis.
我们是希望能够通过不断的听，能够潜移默化的把这些神的话能够移到我们的心里边去。
And that's why we also send children to church.
所以我们把孩子送到教会里边去。
We want them to hear it.
我们希望他们能够听。
We want them to hear it and hear it and hear it.
我们希望他们不断的听，不断的听，不断的听。
But sometimes we don't encourage them to live it.
然而，我们很多的时候却忘了要他们去做。
Because Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
耶稣说是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
Have you obeyed God's word?
你们有没有遵守神的道呢
？You probably heard God's word from since no, I don't know for how many years.
也许在座的各位已经听神的道已经听了好几年了。
Do you always obey God's word?
你是不是常常遵守神的道呢？
Now the word here obey in this particular instance is not the word that means just to follow a command.
在这里所谓的遵守神的道在这里面并不是我们常常所理解的就是被动的听就是遵守神的道遵守的意思。
The word in the original language for this word that's translated as obey can also be translated in other parts to describe the activity of a shepherd.
哦，这里的遵守在这个原文里边，在别的场合还可以翻成是做牧羊的意思。
To keep watch
是不断的看守。
To watch their sheep
是看守他们的羊群。
That's the same word as translated here, obey.
这个同样这个看守的字也是这里所用的遵守的这个字的原文。
It has the connotations of to guard.
所以它的含义就是要保护。
To keep, to protect
是保护危险。
To defend.
防卫。
In other words, to obey God's word is to make it a part of your life.
也就是说，所谓遵守神的道，就是把神的道放到你生活的当中，变成你生活的一部分。
Make God's word a part of you.
使神的话变成你生命当中的一部分。
To do what it tells you.
是做神要你做的事情。
That's why in James, the book of James, it says, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like."
所以在雅各书里边这样说，因为听道而不行道的人，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他自己的相貌如何。
It's not good enough to just hear God's word.
所以光听神的话还不够。
You have to obey it.
你还得遵行神的话。
Now, some of us are thinking, hey, it's not that hard to obey God's word.
也许有的人会说啊，真的遵守神的道也不难啊。
God's word tells me to believe in Jesus.
神要你相信耶稣。
Yeah, I can obey that.
我当然能够信这，我当然。
The word of God tells me to do not murder.
那个世界里面说不要杀人。
Well, come on, how many of us really want to murder?
上个看有多少人真的想杀人呢
？Yeah, we can obey that.
我当然能够遵行。
When the Bible says honor your parents,
那圣经还说要孝敬你的父母。
Now I know some of us have a hard time with that.
我知道有的人可能做不到这一点。
But most of us can do that because hey, my parents already told me that.
我大多数人还是能做到这一点，因为我们的父母也是这样要求我们。
And the Bible says, be diligent, work hard.
圣经上说要努力工作。
Hey, my friends are already doing that. I can do that, no problem.
我的朋友也是这样努力工作的，我当然也可以这样做。
But sometimes God's word is difficult. It's hard.
但是有的时候神要我们做的事情是非常难的，是不容易做到的。
When the Bible tells us to allow ourselves to be taken advantage of,
当神要让我们能够情愿让自己吃亏。
When the Bible tells us to swallow our pride,
让神让我们吞下我们自己的自傲
，to die to ourselves,
让向我们的老我死掉
，or to suffer for the Lord,
为主而受苦
，or to let our children suffer for the Lord,
或者让我们的孩子为了主而受苦。
then it's not so easy anymore.
要这些事情让你来做就不那么容易了。
I know a great pastor.
我认识一个非常伟大的一个牧师。
He always talked about sending your children to the mission field.
他经常说啊，要你们把你们的孩子送到宣教工厂去。
Because look at the fields, they're ready and we need workers.
但因为他说你们看哪，那个庄稼已经熟了，我们要收割的工人。
He has three children.
他有三个孩子。
All brilliant children.
三个孩子都非常的聪明。
Great looking.
长得也很漂亮。
Just intelligent.
脑子很好使。
And love the Lord.
非常爱主。
One time the children came to me.
有一次他们孩子来到我这儿。
Now it's asking these young people, what do you want to do in the future?
当时我在问这些孩子，你们长大以后想做什么？
They said, we want to be missionaries.
他们说我们要做传道人。
I said, go ahead and do it.
我就说去做宣教士去。
Your father's a great pastor.
你们的父亲是一个非常好的牧师。
You have a great upbringing.
你的受的教养也很好。
God has given you all the gifts and talents you need.
神已经给了你所有的恩赐，所有的才能。
But they said, we cannot.
但是他们说我们不行。
I said, why can't you be missionaries?
我就问他们，你们为什么不能做宣教士呢？
And they said, our parents won't let us.
他们说我们的父母不让我们做。
And so the parents wanted them to be doctors and lawyers.
而他们的父母希望他们长大以后做医生、做律师。
So what happened to them?
所以最后他们怎么样呢？
They became doctors and lawyers.
说明长大以后他们果然成了医生和律师。
The youngest of the three.
三个当中最小的一个。
The one with the most passion for the lost in the world.
也是对神最有热情的人。
Eventually is a lawyer.
最后成了律师。
Married a non-Christian.
和一个非基督徒结了婚。
Last I heard, she doesn't even go to church anymore.
最近一次我听到她的消息是，她已经教会再也不去了。
Sometimes to obey God's word is difficult.
有的时候要遵行神的道是非常困难的。
It was not easy for Jesus or his mother either.
对耶稣来说，对耶稣的母亲来说都不很容，都不容易。
Remember the first time that when Mary, Jesus' mother, brought the baby Jesus to the temple?
还记得大家还记得经文里面这样讲，这是第一次当耶稣的母亲玛利亚抱着她的孩子耶稣来到那个会堂的时候。
A prophet by the name of Simeon said these words to Jesus' mother.
西缅给他们这样说。
Thus, Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul as well."
西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
A sword will pierce your own soul too.
你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
Jesus had to suffer.
耶稣必须要受苦。
To be obedient to God's word, Jesus had to go to the cross.
要听神的话，耶稣必须要走上十字架。
He will be a sign spoken against in the prophecy.
他要做许多人毁谤的画饼。
And Mary also had to suffer.
玛利亚同样也要受苦。
A sword will pierce her own soul as well.
一个刀要她自己的心要被刀刺透。
Now imagine Jesus and his mother only hearing God's word and not obeying it.
如果大家想象一下，玛利亚和耶稣只是听神的道而不去做。
Dying on the cross.
死在十字架上。
That's not 善终。
这不是善终啊。
That's not dying well.
这不是有个好死啊。
For my son to go to the cross,
让我的儿子死在十字架上。
That's not health and longevity.
这和健康和长寿毫无关系。
What if Jesus said no? What if Mary said no?
如果耶稣说不，如果玛利亚说不，那又怎么样呢？
You see, being a good parent is not just to help our children succeed in life.
大家知道，要做一个好父母，并不是只是要教导我们的孩子，让他们长大以后能够成功。
To be a godly parent means to help our children be obedient to God's will.
要做一个敬虔的父母，是要教我们的孩子能够听神的话，能够顺服神的话。
To be obedient to God's calling, even if it means pain.
要顺服神的呼召，即便是这个呼召会带来痛苦。
In protecting our children from God's will, we actually harm our children.
如果我们为了爱子心切，不让我们的孩子去遵守神的道，事实上我们是害了我们的孩子。
So what is blessed?
所以什么是福？
What are your value system?
你们的价值观是什么？
What is your religious duty?
你的信仰的责任是什么？
So ask one more time, those of us who are parents, fathers and mothers.
在座的做父母亲的，我再问你们一遍。
Are you proud of your children?
你对你们的孩子觉得自豪吗？
Are you really, really proud of your children?
你是不是真的为你们的孩子感到光荣吗？
And to all the children in here, young and old alike.
对，这里在座的所有的孩子，不管是年龄多大。
Do you make your parents proud?
你让你们的父母觉得自豪吗？
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
耶稣说，有福的人是听神的道而遵守的人。
He challenges us on the concept of blessedness and say, "Blessed doesn't just come from us; it comes from an external standard."
他挑战我们固有的所谓的福的概念。他教导我们说，福并不是我们自己所感受的东西，而是来自一个外在的审判的标准。
When God approves of you, then you are blessed.
当神称许你的时候，你就是一个有福的人。
Jesus challenges our value system.
耶稣也挑战了我们的固有的价值观。
Because he understands that so many Christians are chasing after the American dream.
因为耶稣知道我们在座的很多基督徒一直在追逐所谓的美国的梦。
He says, the meaning of life is really this, to be in a right relationship with God.
他告诉我们，生命真正的意义在于我们和神有一个正确的关系。
That is first and foremost.
这是最最重要的首要的事情。
And then Jesus challenges about our religious duty.
耶稣同样也对我们自己所肩负的信仰和责任提出了挑战。
Do you just hear God's word?
你是不是仅仅只是听神的道？
Do you just come here to listen to sermons?
你每次来教会只是听讲道呢？
But to obey it is where the blessing lies.
你还要遵守神的道，你便有福了。
Now, in light of all that this was said in this verse,
在所有这些我们今天所讲的经所讲的道和这几节经文，
How blessed are you?
你再看看你自己，你觉得自己是多么有福的？
Are your parents blessed because of you?
你的父母是不是因着你而得福呢？
Here on this Mother's Day,
在今天这个母亲节，
I want to wish not just the mothers but everyone in here.
我祝在座的不光是母亲，也是每一个人。
Not just a happy Mother's Day,
并不只是一个快乐的母亲节，
but I wish you a blessed Mother's Day.
也祝各位有一个有福的母亲节。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God forgive us.
神呐，原谅我们。
Sometimes we have the wrong ideas about what life is about.
有的时候我们对生命的意义是什么有一个错误的概念。
Because we heard it from our parents.
因为我们从我们的父母那里听说。
And we force the same values on our children.
我们也把我们的这样的价值观传给我们的下一代。
But today you tell us what it means to find the meaning of life.
但是今天你告诉我们生活的意义，生命的意义是什么。
What it means to be a blessed person.
什么是有福？
We want to be approved by you, God.
我们要在神的面前，要在神的眼里面蒙悦呢。
Change us from the inside out.
神啊，改变我们的内心。
That we may have a new concept of what it means to be successful.
使我们能够对成功有一个新的概念。
And pass it on to our family members and our children.
也把这样的新的概念传给我们家里的人和我们的孩子。
Today we long to not only hear your word.
今天我们不只是来听你的话，
but we long to be obedient to your word.
我们也愿我们能够遵行你的道。
Even if it means pain.
虽然遵行你的道有的时候会带来痛苦。
Even if it means suffering for our children.
虽然遵行你的道会意味着我们的孩子会受苦。
But Lord God, we know that you're good.
但是我们知道神你是美善的神。
For you're not just a king.
因为你不只是一个王。
You are a heavenly parent.
你是一个属天的父母。
You love us.
你爱我们。
And you know what's best for us.
你知道什么是我们最好的东西。
So we commit ourselves to you.
所以我们把我们自己交托在你的手里。
We commit our parents to you.
我们把我们的父母亲交托在你的手里。
We commit our children to you.
我们把我们的孩子交托在你的手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Everyone.